Hey, we need your support to keep the podcasts flowing. Go to explorationsearlylearning.com/support to learn how. One of the big things you can do is shop Amazon with the link we provide. You buy your cat food, you buy your kids' books, you buy whatever it is you buy on Amazon, you pay the regular price. We get a small percentage of it. Everybody wins. A lot of people are doing it. It really supports the shows, and we really appreciate it. Give it a try. Thanks. Welcome back to the Child Care Bar and Grill Podcast. Jeff Johnson coming to you live from upstairs studio, soon to be in studio in person, but right now in Florida, Lisa Murphy. Lisa Murphy, how you doing?
I am awesome. I'm anxiously waiting for the part two of the conversation we started last episode.
Yeah, let's reset the stage. We started going through the list. Somebody compiled somebody went through and picked up the best bits of a database the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission put out about things people showed up in the emergency rooms, things they had stuck in their bodies. In the last episode, we worked through ears, nose, and throat, and we've been working our way down the body. We've got three holes left. We've got the penis, the vagina, and the rectum. So now's a good.
And I guarantee 90% of these were adults.
people, if you want to stop listening now, it wouldn't be a bad time because some of this stuff is going to be really interesting.
Just start.
Yeah, we're starting with penis, things people have gotten stuck in their penis and went to the emergency room with. Pipe cleaner.
Well, yeah, it hurt so bad, I just tried to clean it out. I don't know.
Oh, I don't. Straw.
Okay. I don't know.
Okay. Domino.
Oh, that's a brave person right there. That's definitely a YouTube challenge. That's got to be the YouTube Domino in your dick challenge.
You know, I have had a penis for just about 50 years. And I don't recall ever sticking anything into it. Especially a
Do you recall ever thinking, I wonder what would happen if I stuck something in it?
I have not. I mean, it's been a great friend and companion. We've spent a lot of good times together, but none of this, especially a thin electrified rod.
Ooh.
Never thought about sticking a thin electrified rod in my junk. Here's a quote. Piece of hard white plastic that he broke off while working with crafts.
While working with what?
Crafts.
Oh.
So okay. I'm guessing this is like a model car. The little pieces come in these little and you got to break the piece.
Well, he was high on the glue you need in order to put those model cars together, and you know.
Yeah, I'm thinking this was a kid. This has got to be a kid maybe goofing around and stick something in the penis hole. Back of remote control.
The back.
So that's that little bit you come off, take off, take the change the batteries. I'm guessing.
Oh.
You got to do some stretching to. Wow.
You know what's funny? When you said remote control, I was thinking like remote control cars, and I'm thinking the antenna.
Oh,
because that would be smaller.
Maybe that I would.
I don't know.
I guess if I had to pick one to shove up my penis, I'd rather have the thin narrow thing than the wide I don't know. That's just a metal paper clip. I'm not sure if it was, you know, how you can straighten them out. I'm not sure if it was straightened or unstraightened.
He was trying to pierce himself. He was trying to save $40 and pierce his
yeah,
own dick.
Yeah. I'm hoping it was one of the fancy colored ones instead of the plain metallic one, just for aesthetics. Fingernail clippings.
Oh my God.
Not fingernail clipping.
What?
Fingernail
oh,
clippings.
That's gross. That's disgusting.
Not one. I mean, this is multiple fingernail clipping. Toilet paper doesn't say anything about volume. Pen cap.
Uh huh. Where there's a hole, fill it.
6 to 7 BB pellets.
Because he's gonna just
try to shoot them out.
Fire
I guess.
Them at it. Pew, pew, pew. Oh my God.
Quote, put soap on an electrical wire, inserted wire in penis.
Because it was dirty on the inside.
Oh, yeah, I'm guessing the soap was used as lubricant. Get a good lather up before you stick the electrical wire.
And that
doesn't say whether the electrical...
I don't even have a penis and it's hurting.
crack vial.
I don't even know what that is.
That is the vial that your crack comes in. When you go to your...
Oh.
My understanding from watching The Wire is that you go to your local crack vendor and you get your crack in a little glass cylinder, glass or plastic cylinder, and that's your crack vial. And then after you heat up your crack in your little crack spoon, you got to dispose of the vial someplace. You can't just leave those laying around; that would be littering.
Yeah.
And so this is just a conscientious crack user. Trying to keep the community, you got to pick up the crack house a little bit.
Oh my God.
I don't know. I mean, to each their own, I guess. You do you, I guess. But craft string.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. I'm working on some crafting. I've got this plastic lanyard. Where should I? I need some sort of easy dispenser while I'm making friendship bracelets. So I'm gonna shove this. I'm gonna shove this roll of craft lanyard up my cock, and then I can just easily dispense it when I'm making friendship bracelets for all my friends, and it'll really, really be personalized.
Oh yeah.
Okay. I just read the next one for the first time. This is in quotes: fork, pen, and jelly wrapper.
Jelly wrapper.
I don't know. I'm guessing one of those little, like you go to the Denny's or Waffle Hut or whatever, and you get the little plastic jelly things.
With the foily on the
Yeah, top. Yeah.
Let's
not forget about the fork and the pen.
That's a big dick hole.
I cannot imagine a situation where I would have any interest in putting a fork in my dick.
Do you think they're doing it their own selves, or is this like a group effort?
And how does that go? Hey, honey, I'm feeling a little bit romantic. How about
fork on my dick?
How about I stick something up your penis, and they're like, well, I'm not saying no, but I have some questions. What are you thinking about? Well, maybe a jelly wrapper, maybe
a fork.
And a pen, maybe and this fork.
Oh my God!
And I mean,
I'm speechless.
And I mean, yeah, okay. We got chain. It doesn't say what I mean. Chainsaw chain. It doesn't say what diameter of chain. What kind? There's no more specifics on the chain. I do have questions, but we'll move on. It doesn't have any information about the length of the chain. Pieces of plastic hanger.
Ugh. Yeah, I don't know.
When one piece isn't enough. And last on the penis list is 3M command strip plastic hook.
I don't know.
So, well, and it's one of those little plastic hooks you hang on the wall to hang pictures and stuff. So that's got.
Oh.
That I mean, hook, that implies going around corners and and there's only certain conditions a penis is
this
really.
This is what I'm.
Yeah.
This is what I'm thinking. It's like there's a DIY piercing. God, go to the store, people. $40. Sign a waiver.
Why do you know why do you know what it costs to get a penis piercing?
Actually, I just made that up. I don't know. It could be $140. It could be $2. I don't know.
Oh, I just about spit beverage across the studio. So let's move from the penis to the vagina. All of our vagina owning friends
ladies,
out
it's
there.
It's our turn now.
And hey, the penis thing, putting stuff into your penis. That's actually a sexy time thing. It's called sounding. You can go to your local sexy time store or order on the web sounding tools that are made for this. I believe they're stainless steel and can be clean. You know, I mean, if you're gonna do this, go professional. We did an episode not long ago about tools. Get the right tools. If you're gonna stuff in your penis or butt or vagina or ears, use the right stuff. And vagina, small child's toy.
Yeah.
Now there's a wide number of small child toys out there. This could be a small unit block, or this could be a Cinderella from a Happy Meal. So that could have been a kid. Because I mean your quote from Dan last episode, that kind of would fit
there's
in
a hole.
That would kind of fit in there. We've got a baton.
That's an adult.
And how is there not another end you can grab? I mean, I've seen batons before. Batons are how can't you get that out yourself?
Hold on.
Okay.
A baton from like an orchestra leader baton is considerably shorter than a whirlywig, you know, kind of
yeah.
up in the air.
And less girthy. So there was an accident. I'm assuming accident in the orchestra pit. A cellist.
Right.
Cellist
I fell
is,
on it.
One time at band camp.
Yeah, exactly. That's where my brain went automatically.
Colored pencil.
Yeah, it's too thin. Keep going.
And quote, inserted a crayon in vagina. Can't remember if it came out. That's got to be a kid.
That's a kid. Well,
yeah.
You hope.
Yeah.
Oh, God, you hope.
Multiple cotton balls. That's...
Well, okay, so my adult or my adolescent brain is thinking, like, did she get her period? She didn't have anything.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, I could see where you're...
Trying
like,
to find a workaround?
Trying to find a workaround and not quite old enough to think through, you know, the entire series of events. No, I could see that.
Yeah, yeah. Cap of deodorant spray.
Yeah, that I don't know. Yeah,
it was the whole spray bottle up there, and the cap came off.
Well, yeah, and then you try and pull it out. And
yeah.
Boom.
Yeah. Domino. A lot of
again,
stuff.
With the domino.
A lot
what
of stuff going on
domino?
Out there with dominoes. I like to imagine that this was a couple, and
yes.
And. And they're, I mean, you do you people, but there's some sexy time going on, and he gets the domino stuck in his penis, and she's like, baby, I'm with you, we're in this as a team, and she shoves one way up there, and they go to the ER together. So but I'm a romantic, so you know.
Right, yeah.
Pieces of a pen. Again, this could have been date night because we had pen pieces in the penis. So this could have been probably same couple, different night. Glass paperweight.
Ooh, yeah, I'm guessing it might have been shaped like something she might have felt good.
Maybe.
And then it got stuck. Keep going.
Quote, had an egg vibrator come apart in vagina, leaving part of it and five batteries in the vaginal canal.
That sucks. Sex toy's gone bad.
But an egg vibrator is small and would not have five batteries. Okay.
So maybe there was more going on.
Maybe it was the tiny, like hearing aid, those small little cylinder-like batteries. Maybe it wasn't like your double A's. Okay, that could be. I'll have to do some more Googling and research that one later. Artificial fingernail. Okay, I
can. Well, that's me. Yeah. Yeah,
that happens.
I just broke off.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey, it happens. That's why I like the natural fingernails, my own self. Makeup brush. Again, I don't know. I don't wear a lot of makeup, but I can see how there could be an accident. You're standing.
No, that's not an accident.
No. You're standing there in front of the vanity mirror. You got one leg up on the sink because you're, I don't know what ladies do, shaving, and you slip, and the makeup brush finds its way. I don't know.
Sure, Jeff,
another toy plastic banana. People, we
come on, buy a vibrator.
We've really got to outlaw these toy plastic bananas. They're sending people to the emergency room. Penis ring. I'm guessing that was an adult, and you know that kind of stuff happens. Okay, and this is a quote: slipped and fell on wet floor at home, and also had sex toy stuck in vagina for 8 months.
For a month?
8 months.
Okay, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
So her reason, she's okay. So here's the scenario.
Mm-hmm.
So she got this toy stuck up in her whatever. Couldn't get it out.
Yeah, 8 months
she's
go by.
She's feeling embarrassed. She's feeling embarrassed. It's starting to get gross. It's starting to get infected. It's starting to stink. And she's like, shit, I got to go to the ER. I got to make something up. So she like sets the stage, and oops, by the way, while I'm here, yeah, so I'm presenting with a fall on my slippery floor, and my secondary complaint is I've had a dildo stuck up my hooch for 8 months.
I think it was different. I think it was stuck up there, and the first week she's got, well, that's going to come out, and she worries about it, but you know, after the end of month two, she's probably forgotten about it. It's because
how do you forget about something being stuck up in your hooch?
I don't have a vagina, don't know, but people get comfortable with things in their life. I mean, things really quickly become the new normal. So after 2 or 3 months, they say, like, if you want to create a habit, it's like 6 weeks. So after, I mean, so, and then month number six, there's probably an infection that she's kind of concerned about, but she's totally forgot about the vibrator in her.
Dude, not to get gross, and I'm not a doctor. That would start to stink if it was getting infected.
Which is why she's lucky that she slipped and fell, and she goes to the ER, and they're like, okay, we got your ankle taken care of. Any other problems you're having? And she's, well, I just remembered, and they go on from there. So,
God.
That's that. That's the end of the vagina list. We're moving on to the rectum. My God, this is the longest of the lists.
I'm sure it is. Pick the highlights. We don't need to go.
So, they're all highlights, Lisa Murphy.
They're all highlights.
Oh my God. We'll go through this. Things people got in there stuck in their butts. Christmas ornament ball. So just they stopped after one, so that's okay. Billiard ball. They got what are there 15 or 16 and they got the other dozen out, but that one was left. Nail file.
Because it was so itchy.
Shot glass.
Oh, my God.
Quote, crack cocaine with sex objects.
Oh, well.
Okay, so I'm gonna put these anal beads in and this butt plug, but also this crack. really get it cozy in there. We've got an SD card.
What's an SD? Like a SIM card?
Yeah, well, no, it's for like your cameras, digital photos, that kind of stuff. One of those little digital camera cards. So,
because you thought you were going to do your own like colonoscopy and you wanted to film it.
I think it was a spy. It was some sort of James Bond situation goes bad. I
was abducted by an alien.
I must give these SD cards back to the embassy. quote, jumped on bed. Toothbrush was on bed and went up patient's rectum.
Ah, that's a bunch of bullshit. Thank you. I understand you're embarrassed. Don't lie to me. Bend over. Let's get this out.
Let's get this toothbrush out of your butt. But another quote, sat down on the sofa and accidentally sat on a ballpoint pen, pen lodged in rectum. Because there's lots of, I don't know, plastic pencil case.
Mm.
Marker.
Brave.
Green crayon.
Mm-hmm.
iPad stylus.
Mm-hmm.
Lube bottle with cap on.
Mm. Oops. You're supposed to do that first. Stupid head.
Leg of telescope.
Wow. Wow. Because you needed a place to sit. Yeah. You know, it's a crowded room.
Plastic cigar holder.
Okay.
Quote, pushed drugs up rectum using a lighter. Was able to retrieve the drugs bag, yet believes lighter still got stuck.
Oh, my God. Don't fart. Hey, guys, I got a trick. Hey, guys.
Get what? Steve. Get Steve Spangler on the phone.
Get Steve Spangler on this.
So what's that scenario? I've got these drugs up my butt, but I need to get them up there a little bit further. Hand me your lighter.
Well, you use what you got. I don't know. The bananas, yeah. They had already eaten all the bananas.
Yeah, the toy banana was already in their penis and or vagina, so they couldn't use that. Plastic pill bottle. Travel-sized mouthwash bottle. So that's apparently somebody's on a road trip and they forgot their professional gear. Small shampoo bottle, full sized shampoo bottle. Probably the same person. Well, I mean, heads and shoulders, heads and shoulders. What about butts? Full sized aerosol can. So that's like a spray paint can, right?
Or hairspray.
Yeah, okay. Golf ball. Two golf balls in bag.
In a bag.
In a bag.
You know, you wanted to be able to pull them both out.
Yeah, of course. You didn't want to get your golf balls dirty, but you did want them in your butt.
It was a good golf ball.
took a soda bottle with Fireball whiskey via his rectum, stuck bottle in rectum and squeezed.
Because he wanted to get his ass drunk? I don't know.
Yeah, apparently, yeah. Oh, I don't know, but hey, sounds...
And then you fart with the lighter. And
yeah, sounds a lot more adventurous than I am. Another plastic pill bottle. 7-ounce beer bottle. Well, it's bar of soap. Yeah, I've never heard of a 7-ounce beer bottle.
I don't know.
It must have been in Australia. No, it was American.
Use ounces.
Yeah. We got candle in condom. So
you want to be safe.
Yeah, you don't want to get some. You don't know where that candle's been, so I mean, you should always use a condom.
Somebody's dick.
Quote, squirted mixture of bleach and water into rectum, wanting to prevent AIDS.
Okay, that's just, unfortunately, that's kind of sad and stupid. I mean, but that's...
Well, that's all of this is sad and stupid.
Well...
We've got light bulb.
Well, that's kind of a famous story, right? I mean, yeah, there's a play called ER, and it literally is like what we've been doing these last two episodes, but they sliced it and sliced it and sewn it together and made it actually into a play that was produced in Chicago and supposedly was based mostly on
this
two
list.
Incidences that no well not only this list, but let me tell you, Grant Hospital in Lincoln Park, which is where all of us as DePaul students were expected to go if anything happened. Supposedly, most of the stories that they used for the play came from true emergency situations at Grant Hospital in Lincoln Park, Chicago. And one of them was the famous light bulb up the ass. And Unfortunately, they discovered while he was there that he had a light bulb up his ass.
He was there for something else.
He was there for something else. He's like, I don't have a light bulb in my ass. And they're like, yeah, you do.
Well, how'd that get there?
I don't know, because I don't have one in my ass. Sir, you do. Here is the x-ray. Oh, my God. It's a hilarious light. It's sad. Because you think they're making it up, but clearly now, you know, 20-some-odd years later, we're reviewing this list. You don't have to really work that hard to get accurate, you know, like true-to-life scenarios. Anyway, keep going.
We're down to the last five on the list. We've got handle of broom. Now, unclear whether they removed
plastic or wood.
Yeah, and unclear whether the end of the broom was still, or if the handle was removed. And how? Okay.
No, hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. I mean, I could see like you walking, being like it hurts to take it out.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. So absolutely.
Instead of like I'll let the professionals do this. But could you imagine walking into the emergency room?
How do you walk
like
into the emergency
room hanging out of your ass?
How do you walk into the emergency room with a broom hanging out of your
I would turn it into some kind of, you know, I was flying around.
This has to be an ambulance situation, doesn't it?
I would hope so.
I hope they didn't walk. I mean, you couldn't sit down in the car to drive. Okay. We got cell phone.
No, that's just gross.
It's had to be a flip phone, right? It couldn't.
I have no idea.
Keychain with flashlight and battery.
Because you wanted to see what was up there.
Of course,
sure.
Of course. Has vibrator in rectum and tried to remove it with screwdriver and lacerated rectum object in colon now. So the vibrator gets stuck in the butt. And the smart move is, what could I stick up my butt to get the vibrator that's already stuck up my butt? I'm going to get a screwdriver.
And stick it further up my, now it's in my colon.
This is why in early learning programs, kids need to have more experience with tools so that they understand
that's not the right
tool for the job. Yeah, it's needle nose pliers, specifically needle nose pliers is what you, please don't do that. I don't want to see that on the list next year.
So then you
put that so far up there that the screwdriver also gets stuck in your butt after lacerating your rectum. People don't do this. And last on the list, any guesses?
At this juncture, I'm not going to be surprised, but I don't have any guesses.
Significant amount of string. String. A significant amount of string.
I don't know. Why?
I want to know the quantity of string. I mean, for me, I think 6 inches would be significant of string.
String, yarn, any of that? It's not a stiff thing that.
Yeah.
You know, I would think that the physical act of it would be a little clumsy.
Well, I got to give them. I got to give them the award for stick-to-itiveness, because that takes some effort to stick a significant amount of string up your butt. People, that's the end of the list. I'm sorry. I know some people are.
No, you're not.
Some people are disappointed that we spent two episodes on this topic. Some people are also enjoying the hell out of it. So you're welcome to the people that enjoyed it. Sorry about that to the people that didn't. But, you know, we got to break things up once in a while. I think the moral to these episodes is that, people are going to stick stuff in holes. And be careful out there. Be careful out there. Because
there's
no judgment for me about what people are putting up their butts or in their ears.
But we want you to be safe.
Be safe. I mean, do a risk benefit assessment. I've got the form on the PlayVolution HQ page. What are the risks of putting the screwdriver in my butt to get the vibrator out? I mean, let's have some common sense and do some planning like we do with other parts of our lives when we're sticking stuff in our holes, I guess. any wrap-up words from you, Lisa Murphy?
No, I'm good.
And if you have any comments about this episode, please post them to the Ooey Gooey website or Facebook page. This has been this has been the Child Care Bar and Grill. Thanks for listening. We'll be back with probably something early learning related next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This has been an Explorations Early Learning Upstairs Studio production.